I started in 1964. I just remember it being a really happy, loving time, a very sort of exciting time in a way, because there was always something happening. And I think my parents being really involved in the church and school contributed to that. There was, I suppose, a real sense of belonging. I think the parish and the school created that. They worked in harmony.
I think the fact that the sisters needed the community in terms of financial help and also community support, it enabled the links between the school and the parish to be very, very strong. And so that continued on into the time when St Mary's was then transferred to New Street, and then and they took over the building that for a few years belonged to the De La Salle brothers, as you know.
There were a lot of gum trees around when we moved across the road into the current St Mary's, and we used to be putting water down the holes to bring the cicadas up.
St Angela's School continued in the old school, where incidentally my father was the caretaker, cleaner, odd job man after we retired. I learned from him that there was still the ongoing atmosphere amongst the school pupils, so being proud of being belonging to St Mary's Parish and being an integral part of this community.
It's a really interesting dynamic because in some Catholic schools, the schools tend to stand alone. That can be for geographic reasons. But at St Mary's, we always prided ourselves in being representative of the parish community. So we would say that we're just a microcosm of the parish, and we existed as a school because we were a subsystem of what the parish provided for the parishioners and for the flock. That link has always been really strong.
So if you go back in history, I think Dandenong and Firtrigully were responsible for the development of a lot of parishes, which came off then. So Dandenong has a long, you know, sense of history and tradition. So I always sort of thought of Dandenong as, I suppose, in a pioneering type way. Not only because of that, you know, other parishes growing out of Dandenong, but also Dandenong was fairly well organised. It had the lovely community centre there. There were often, you know, functions in the community centre, not only for the parish, but, you know, for our system. And so it was a sort of a gathering place where schools would come together and engage in professional learning and or, you know, things to do with students with learning and teaching.
When I came in 1958 or 1959 school year, there might have been three or four lay teachers there. The rest were all nuns. But gradually, of course, that went down and the school got more numbers. You got more lay teachers coming in.
I think it was back in the 1970s when some government funding started coming through for private schools, in particular Catholic schools. So that really gave us a new springboard for the school to continue, because times changed and things did get harder.
It was the years of the Whitlam government and the Carmel funding for schools. And so that of necessity began to open up schools, and the populations, of course, began to increase once more, and there just weren't enough religious in the calling. So, of course, the laity had to come in and take a much greater part in educating the children. And so it was a big shift for people to come in from outside. But we meshed quite well, and under Sister Julian's leadership, which she then subsequently handed on to Sister Anne Halpin, things really began to progress and change.
there was continuation because the school staff at St Mary's remained the same for a long, long time, from the transition from having a religious in the school as the principal. The actual lay staff remained there for a long time, so there was a continuity between the way we treated the new arrivals and the way the core community were asked or encouraged to actually greet and incorporate, and very quickly everyone was part of St Mary's, whether they were a newcomer or not. You belong to that community, and I still see it there at St Mary's. It hasn't changed.